What do you call a high point of land, like those things over there that stick up?
Hills and holes, some of them call them knobs.
What if they were a lot higher than that, what would you call it?
Mountain.
Do you have anything around here you would call a mountain?
Way closer. Over in Kentucky there's plenty of them, but there's none here.
See that high point way back on it?
Yeah.
Call that Mount Tom.
Mount Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this kind of road that goes along out here?
Rock road.
Rock road?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the kind that comes up here past your garage? How about out where they have a hard covering on?
Hard top. Ain't it, Jim? Hard top road.
I'm gonna call them highways.
Yeah.
What would you call a piece of rock about the size you could pick up and toss?
Pebble.
You call it a stone?
Could.
It was just a small one. Could you call it a rock?
I'd call it a pebble, wouldn't you?
Right small, yes.
Remember what they called the place they put the cap on the old muzzle loading rifle? You ever have one of them?
Yeah, my dad did.
Remember what they called the place to put the cap?
Seemed like called a tube.
What a lot of people call it.
I think that's what they call it.
Did you ever say, I'm going to take a turn of corn to the mill?
Yeah.
Use that expression, turn?
Yeah.
Did your father use it?
I rode a horse down the grist mills.
Turn the corn?
Turn corn in the sack.
Uh-huh. Did you have this kind of thing with one wheel on the front? You could pick up the back end?
Wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Use that? I suppose that'd be homemade, would it?
Yeah. Upset mighty easy too.
Pardon?
I said they upset mighty easy if you ain't used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Flop going a little further.
If it was kind of squeaky, you say, well, I guess I'll have to what?
Grease. Really squeak.
If you got some of that on your hands, you say, well, now my hands are all
greasy.
What did you light your house with, your father's house?
Coal,
kerosene. Some old